Jesus uses the image today of little children playing in the marketplace. "We played the flute for you," they say, "and you didn't dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn." And he uses this image to talk about the complaints that the crowds are making against John and Jesus for not doing what people want, for fasting when the crowds want to celebrate, and celebrating when the crowds want them to fast. But behind that criticism lies an important truth. We are made for community. And we need community participation in our dancing and in our mourning. One of the things that this COVID time has made so very clear is how much we need community and how hard it is to be socially isolated. Mourning and celebrating are just not the same when we're having to shelter in place and social distance. I haven't been able to have a funeral for my mom yet. We buried her with not even my whole family there, just my children and my husband. And we'll have a funeral sometime when we can gather again. Annie's getting married on the 26th, and we're going to have 9 people there. It makes us very aware how much we value community, how important it is for us to have people to celebrate with, to mourn with, to be able to gather. And this time of pandemic is showing us loneliness in our joy and in our grief. I think many of us are finding ourselves just weary with it all. It goes on and on. I get the question all the time, how long is it going to be until the church opens again? Good question. A year? Until there's a vaccine? We don't know. Our friendships, our life patterns, our worship together, all of it has been disrupted. For those of you who are retired, I'm pretty sure that this is not the retirement that you dreamed of. You can't travel internationally. You can't go and do all those things. You can't hang out with your friends. You can't volunteer in all your activities. And for those who are working, you're either risking your health to work in your workplace or you're working from home. Everything's been changed. And it's hard. And we're tired. And it just goes on and on. And in this context, Jesus' words to us feel so timely. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Now, any good study Bible will tell you that yoke, the image of a yoke, was used, and that's Y-O-K-E, not Y-O-L-K, yoke, was used in Jewish tradition as a way of referring to teaching, or a way of life. And people talked about taking on the yoke of the Torah, of God's way of life. It's important, though, to think about where that image comes from. You know, the Bible uses yoke frequently to refer to a yoke of oxen. You know, a yoke is a wooden bar that you put over animals. A yoke of oxen is not one oxen, one ox, but two. It's a fundamentally communal image. It's an image of sharing together in necessary work. When I think of sharing together in necessary work, I think about summertime in my teen years. My parents had an acre of land on the house by the house where we where I grew up as a teen. And much of that acre was planted in a small fruit orchard and in a big garden. But when I say small fruit orchard, I'm talking probably 15, 16 fruit trees and a couple of almonds. So, and then we had grapes and raspberries and strawberries and a whole garden full of vegetables. Well, if you know anything about gardening, you know that that much land takes a lot of work. And so my summer times as a teen were filled with planting, weeding, and watering the garden, and harvesting and prepping vegetables and fruit, and freezing and pickling and canning all the produce. And it was a lot of work. We spent long days doing this. But one of my most profound memories of that time is not of the work itself, but of my mom out there working with us. Because my mom was right out there beside my brother and sisters and me, doing, you know, digging up the weeds and picking the green beans and the raspberries and the strawberries and all of it. And so many hours together in the kitchen where she taught me how to pickle and can and freeze. And yeah, it's amazing how different it feels to snap a bushel of green beans by yourself or to snap them along with your mom while you're laughing and talking about everything under the sun. And so this time of work, this hard work, becomes easy in the context of conversation and love. It becomes community time. And that shared labor becomes easy work. Jesus invites us to take up his yoke. And he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Because when we take up Jesus' yoke, we are joining with Jesus in the hard, necessary work that we have to do. We're joining with Jesus in kingdom work. We're joining with Jesus in seeking justice. We're joining with Jesus in loving our neighbors as ourselves. And we're joining with Jesus in the ordinary work of our daily lives, transformed by love. That's what we're called to as followers of Jesus. To let Jesus do everything with us and transform it all from just hard, onerous, lonely work into work in companionship with him. With him helping us to carry the burden. With him keeping us company. So that even when we are socially isolated, we are not alone. Jesus doesn't have to keep social distance from us or wear a mask around us. Jesus is right there, available to us always. The hymn that I played as prelude today is not in the Episcopal hymnal, but it's one that I grew up with, and I suspect it's one that many of you may know. And it seems to me so appropriate on this day when we're invited to come to Jesus and let him give us rest. Here's the words just of the first part of it. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to share. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And that is Jesus' invitation to do our work with Him, to carry everything to Him in prayer. When we're lonely, when we're sad, when we're just done with all of this, to carry it to Him in prayer and know that He will give us rest, that He will give us companionship, and that we're not carrying that load alone. Jesus is right there with us, carrying it with us. And when we walk with Jesus, we find that our yoke is easy and the burden is light. Thanks be to God.